Unfortunately, Auntie Shirley's sons, Jason and Bowen, were unable to be here today. So on behalf of Auntie Shirley's family, I'd like to thank you for coming today. I'll start by sharing a few words from my sister, Diane, who also couldn't be here today. We all face challenges in life, some big, some small, some temporary, some last a lifetime. Auntie Shirley was born with the lifelong challenge of limited eyesight. That did not deter her. As a child, she made a choice to live her life to the fullest, and that is what she did. She worked for many years at a prestigious law firm. She was interested in people and ideas. She was a champion bridge player. She loved to travel. The energy she gave to everything she did and everyone she loved was inspiring. She leaves the beautiful legacy of a life well lived. Auntie Shirley was born on December 21st, 1935. Only 12 years old when I was born, so she was a young and fun aunt. She took me to my first play, The Diary of Anne Frank, and taught me fancy dance steps. She was a dance teacher in the evenings after work at Arthur Murray Dance Studios. She even brought me to class a few times to help demonstrate dance steps to her students. She moved to LA over 60 years ago, so we only saw her on family trips to California, but we all went down when she and Uncle Byron got married. I was a bridesmaid and remember how beautiful that wedding was. When Jason was born, my friend Diane Warshall and I happened to be in LA for a sorority event, so we went to his baby shower. She was so thrilled to become a mom. And I had my first taste of Baskin-Robbins ice cream. We'd never seen that up here before. Bowen followed close behind and completed their family. As my sister mentioned, Auntie Shirley was born with a condition that left her legally blind. She was attending a school for the blind, but she told her parents that she wanted to go to public school. With her limited vision, she had to work twice as hard, and she honed all of her considerable intelligence and skills to succeed and to thrive. And she succeeded at a very high level. In LA, she was a legal secretary in Century City for an elite law firm that included many big name stars. And in her role at this law firm, she was sought out for her editing skills reflected in her email address, which was Eagle Eye. So that tells you how she learned how to function and how to really use everything that she did have. Larry loved to hear about all the interesting cases she was working on. And in about 2014, she started discussing with us her long-term goal of moving back to Seattle, her hometown, to enjoy her retirement and ultimately be buried at Sephardic Brotherhood Cemetery, where we are today. That was her wish. In July of 2018, she moved to Bellatini. It's an independent living facility in Bellevue, and she made the perfect choice. She loved it there, and she participated in every activity that was offered. Cookie would tell me, your aunt signs up for everything on the list. She played bridge to her heart's content, exercised, attended lectures and classes, and went on their many field trips and cultural events. She met so many wonderful people and made many new friends, including her special friend, Dave Kane. You could see how much they cared for each other and how happy they were together. That was a true blessing for her to have you, Dave. Aunt Shirley paved her own way and overcame many obstacles through her strength, intellect, and fierce determination. Today, her burial here at this cemetery is her final wish fulfilled. May she rest in peace.